in the Donegal case particularly, we noticed that all of the cigarettes we purchased were what we call illegal whites. And these are cigarettes that are made entirely for the black market, made out in the Far East, in China and Eastern Europe, made for around about 20 cents a pack in totally unregulated environments, and then crossed over borders and sold on the black market, and sold in Donegal for €4, €4.50. So there's significant profits being made there, and certainly our information would lead us to believe that that in a lot of cases that's been organised by criminal gangs and perhaps dissidents. But by virtue of the fact that these cigarettes are coming in bulk containers and take quite a bit of organisation and quite a bit of money up front to actually bring into the country.
And obviously, this was an extensive operation in the Donegal area. Is it a case now that that information is passed on to the Gardaí, considering the fact that obviously the people that you engaged with or identified are operating outside the law?
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, we've 10 areas, 10 operations in Ireland this year. We've undertaken 3 of them so far. Any information that we've gained is certainly passed on to law enforcement for whatever action that's been taken, that can be taken later. What we're looking for is basically just to go to an area and get a snapshot of the position on the ground over that 48-hour period, and then report back how easy or otherwise it is to purchase illegal product in those areas.